Hallo und willkommen zu Learn German with Frau Colette. Hello and welcome to Learn German with Frau Colette. Wie geht es dir? How are you? Mir geht es gut. I am doing well. Heute lernen wir Wörter über Formen. Es gibt auch ein Video dazu auf meinem YouTube-Kanal Learn German with Frau Colette und freie Flashcards und Matching Games auf meiner Webseite learngermanwithfraucolette.com. Am Ende spielen wir wieder unser Rätsel. Today we are learning about shapes in German. Remember that there's also a video on my YouTube channel, Learn German with Frau Colette, and free flashcards and a matching game on my website, learngermanwithfraucolette.com. At the end today, we will play our riddle again. Bist du bereit? Are you ready? Zuerst spreche ich die Wörter auf Deutsch und dann auf Englisch. First I will say the words in German and then English. Bist du bereit? Are you ready? Das Dreieck. The triangle. Der Kreis. The circle. Das Quadrat. The square. Das Rechteck. The rectangle. Das Fünfeck. The pentagon. Das Sechseck. The hexagon. Das Herz. The heart. Das Oval. The oval. Der Stern. The star. Super, great. Jetzt spreche ich die Wörter noch einmal langsam, nur auf Deutsch und gebe dir Zeit, sie mir nachzusprechen. Now I will say the words again slowly, only in German, and I will give you time to repeat them after me. Das Dreieck. Der Kreis. Das Quadrat. Das Rechteck. Das Fünfeck. Das Sechseck. Das Herz. Das Oval. Der Stern. Super, great. Jetzt spreche ich die Wörter noch einmal, zuerst auf Englisch und vielleicht fällt dir das deutsche Wort dazu ein. Now I will say the words one more time, first in English, and maybe you will remember the German word for it. Are you ready? Bist du bereit? The triangle. Das Dreieck. The circle. Der Kreis. The square. Das Quadrat. The rectangle. Das Rechteck. The pentagon. Das Fünfeck. The hexagon. Das Sechseck. The heart. Das Herz. The oval. Das Oval. The star. Der Stern. Super, great. Jetzt spielen wir unser Rätsel. Now we will play our riddle. Bist du bereit? Are you ready? Number one. What is this shape? It is round. What shape is this? der Kreis, the circle. Number two, it has four sides and four corners. All sides are the same length. Do you know that shape? It has four sides and four corners, and all the sides are the same length. Das Quadrat, the square. Number three, it has six sides and six corners. Wow, six sides and six corners? Das Sechseck. Can you hear it in the word? There is the number six in there in German. Sechs means six, and Eck means corner. So Sechseck means six corners. Das Sechseck. And in English, it's called the hexagon. In German, das Sechseck. Number four, it has four sides and four corners, but not all sides are the same length. We already had das Quadrat, the square, and all sides were the same there. Now we have another one with four sides again and four corners, but this time not all the sides have the same length. What is this one called? Das Rechteck. Das Rechteck. Like the rectangle. Number five. It is round and looks kind of like an egg, I think. It's round and it looks like an egg. What's that? Das Oval. Das Oval. The oval. Number six. You can see it in the sky at night. What shape is that? You can see it in the sky at night. Der Stern. Der Stern, the star. Number seven, it is red. You could give it to people you like. You might want to draw it on a paper and it's red, and sometimes you give that to people that you really, really like. Das Herz, the heart. Number eight, it has five sides and five corners. That's a hard one, I think. Five sides and five corners. Das Fünfeck, do you hear it in that word? Fünf? Fünf means five. Fünfeck. Remember, Eck means corner. So das Fünfeck means the five corner, because it has five corners. Das Fünfeck. In English, the pentagon. Number nine, this is our last one. It has three corners and three sides. Three corners and three sides. Das Dreieck. Das Dreieck. Can you hear it again? Drei. Drei means three in German. Eck means corner. Dreieck. Three corners. Das Dreieck. The triangle. Das Dreieck. Very good. Fertig. We are finished. Very good, everyone. Jetzt sind wir am Ende dieses Podcasts. Aber es gibt viele andere Möglichkeiten für dich, diese Woche die Wörter zu üben. Great, it's the end of this podcast, but there are many more ways for you to study these words this week. Tell your parents to join our Facebook group. It's called Kids Learn German. Or just go onto my website, learngermanwithfraucolette.com, and you can get the flashcards, matching game, and everything is free. Okay, I will hear you next week. Bis dann! Und how do we say bye in German? Tschüss! Tschüss!